That's Ozzie Gann, former White Sox manager. He met with Jerry Reinsdorf yesterday for about 35 minutes. And at the end of it, they came to the conclusion, Ozzie Gann gone. 8 years with the White Sox. New manager on its way. We're going to see who it is. It sounds like it might be an in-house candidate. We've talked about Tony La Russa possibly going there as well. But right now, we're going to find out from somebody who was at the press conference yesterday, Megan Montemarro. I know she was there because I saw her on TV as I was watching this thing. And Megan Montemarro from the Northwest Herald joining us right now. And Megan, you were at the scene. Describe the atmosphere that was in the room. It was almost surreal for me. Was it almost surreal in that room?
Yeah, it kind of felt like, wow, everyone was kind of like, I can't believe this is actually happening. You know, I mean, he's been, as much as maybe Kenny and other people don't want to admit, he's been the face of the franchise pretty much since he got here 8 years ago. So it was definitely very weird. There were a ton of people in there. It was just weird that it was actually happening. I mean, pretty much everyone within the media, at least, knew that there's no way that Kenny and Ozzie could have both returned next year. So, and with all the rumors surrounding the Marlins, I mean, it looked like it was going to happen one way or another. So, but it was definitely, it was very weird.
Well, and you kind of had to rush your way to the park, I hear.
Yeah. It was my day off. So I was working out in the suburbs at my house.
Thanks, Ozzie.
I saw the report, like in the bottom of the fourth inning, and just tried to book it. And I can thank Sergio Santos for that ninth inning because it gave me just enough time to get there.
Yeah, Sergio, not looking good. We're talking with Megan Montemarro from the Northwest Herald. She covers both the White Sox and the Cubs. You can follow her on Twitter at @M_Montemarro. That's MOTEMURRO. You can read her stuff at NWHerald.com. We're the Tay and Jay Show. Mike Carpenter filling in for Lante. I'm Jeremy Warner. You talked about Kenny Williams. It seems like the last 3 years, or even since that World Series, I think the defining move for me when this kind of went awry is almost in 2006 when they traded Aaron Rowan for Jim Thomae, and it seemed like they constantly battled. Ozzie wanted his scrappers. He wanted small ball. He wanted the Juan Pierres of the world, while Kenny Williams wanted the Jim Thomae's, Adam Dunn's, Alex Rios kind of players of the world. And it seems like this finally came to a head, but what was it? Was it just the losing season that kind of put this over the edge, Megan?
Kenny Williams pointed to. He kind of said that, you know, when you have a bunch of competitive people that want to win and you're not winning, then tensions can, you know, obviously rise. Ozzie, meanwhile, pretty much wouldn't point blame at anyone other than himself, not even Kenny. He said he wishes him the best of luck and hopes that he can bring smiles to the faces of White Sox fans. But, I think if you even look at the season, I personally think that Gann sticking with Rios and Dunn for as long as he had was kind of, you know, thumbing his nose at Kenny and just saying, look, these are the guys you brought in and they're not doing well, and because of that the team is not doing that well. So I think that was part of it. Ozzie was a huge Juan Pierre supporter. Everyone was calling for him to be gone, and look how well his season turned out. So, you know, it wasn't really going to work. One of them had to go, and you know what? For the Sox, you hope that they didn't make the wrong decision getting rid of Ozzie and not getting rid of Kenny instead.
But, Megan, wouldn't the evidence out there kind of suggest that most of these problems that the White Sox have are with their personnel? I mean, if anything, a manager can only do so much with what he's given. And while I was always a bit turned off by Ozzie's insistence of, you know, like we had said, the scrappier players, the Rowan instead of the Thomae, and then all those other issues he had from that point on, you know, doesn't this really go back to Kenny Williams' bad signings and really just, I'm frankly shocked that he's going to be the one to stick around.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you look at the two of them, for as much trouble as Ozzie caused at times, he took pressure off the team. Because if you look at this season especially, Rios, Dunn, Beckham, PV, those guys should have gotten a lot more heat than they did this season. And a lot of that, you can thank Ozzie for taking some of that away, because I think when he's gone, the players are going to have to take more of the heat. I mean, after the games, Ozzie would obviously speak his mind, but he would also stick up for his guys and really never threw anyone under the bus. And now you have guys who you know, Beckham's going to have to face the music next year if he's not playing like he should. And a lot of these guys, their jobs aren't going to be secure with a new guy coming in. I mean, you can't tell me someone like Buddy Bell or La Russa is going to stick with Rios or Dunn as long as Ozzy did. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, yeah, I personally think Kenny, for all the bad things, all the bad signings that happened, you know, it's a bit of a surprise to me that they keep him and not Ozzy, or at least don't get rid of both.
And, Megan, I got to ask you, you know, obviously he had the players back, and, you know, he took away a lot of pressure, like you said. But at some point, this seemed like a sideshow with the Ozzy and Kenny battles. And what did the players say after this? Were they really sad, or were they just kind of like, well, he's been here a while? It seems like, you know, this might take that these players almost were ready for this.
They definitely expected it to happen. Kenurko talked. It was pretty impressive. AJ and Kenurko stayed after and waited for us in the locker room because Ozzy talked for about 18 minutes, Kenny for another 10. So, you know, they were kind enough to stick around. And, you know, Kenurko pretty much said that he knew it was going to happen. He wasn't expecting it to happen today, but everyone kind of understood that things were probably coming to an end. But, he said it was a wild and crazy 8 years, but, you know, they still, you know, really appreciate him. AJ and Kenurko both gave him a big hug as they left the clubhouse afterwards. So there's definitely a mutual respect, and I'm sure they're sad to go, but I think they understood that it was time for a change.
Talking with Megan Montemaro. She covers the White Sox and Cubs for the Northwest Herald, talking about Ozzie Guillen. And he's now headed to Florida, all the reports. It's the worst-kept secret probably in baseball over the last year that he was going to go to Florida. But the White Sox get some compensation back. I hear they're getting a couple minor leaguers. Can you fill us in on who they're getting in that?
Yeah, nothing that I've seen has been completely confirmed. I had read last night that they are going to be getting a shortstop and another minor leaguer to be named. I mean, the White Sox weren't confirming really anything with the Marlins at that point. So I'm sure it's all going to come out today when he officially gets introduced. But, yeah, as far as I understand, it'll be probably two minor leaguers in exchange for Guillen.
And, Megan, obviously we're the home of Cardinals baseball. We're a Cardinals affiliate here.
Right.
And I know a lot of Cardinals fans are thinking maybe Tony La Russa is going to Chicago. We've heard those rumors all year. But it sounds like the White Sox are going to go for an up-and-comer.
Yeah, I would be pretty surprised if La Russa left his post in St. Louis, especially if they do re-sign Pujols. Buddy Bell has been a name I've been hearing tossed around quite a bit. But then again, it's hard to say because Kenny said last night they already have a list whittled down. And for what it sounds like, that they want to make a move as soon as possible, maybe even before the World Series starts. Mm. So, but that's been a name that it has been tossed around quite a bit, even since Ozzy's future was kind of up in the air. but it'll be interesting to see what other names surface in the next year or two before the season ends.
Yeah, Don Cooper's going to be the interim coach there, interim manager. But on the north side of town, they also need a manager still, and they still need a GM. They seem like they're dragging their feet on this. Shouldn't they have had somebody in place by now?
Well, if they're really looking and trying to go after Boston's Theo Epstein or Andrew Freeman in Tampa Bay, I mean, both of them are in a wild card race, so their hands are really tied in that regard until that's figured out. But, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to say, and they keep making moves that lock them into guys or personnel that the future GM's going to be stuck with. So, obviously, you want to be thorough and careful because whoever you bring on board in the GM position is going to have a huge impact on the next couple of years and really has to be a smart and well thought out signing.
So, Megan, as we sit here today, looking into next season and even further down the road, which Chicago baseball franchise has more to look forward to? I think it might be a little bit closer than some would think.
Yeah, I honestly would have to say the Cubs, just because you're going to be bringing in two fresh guys in a GM and a manager. And, you know, that's going to help. I mean, obviously, it's probably going to be a rough year next year unless they go after a fielder or a C.J. Wilson. But I think long term, they have in 2012, most of all those bad contracts are coming off the books. And so you have a lot more stuff to work with. Meanwhile, the White Sox, you're Phil Kenny, who's going to have to fix this. And you still have bad contracts of Alex Rios and Dunn and Peavy look like bad contracts at this point. And so there's a lot less wiggle room that you have on the south side as compared to the Cubs, where you have a clean slate kind of starting. So I think right now I think you have to give the edge to the Cubs for level of optimism.
That's Megan Montemurro. She reports on the Cubs and White Sox. You can read her stuff at nwherald.com. Follow her on Twitter at m_Montemurro. That's M-O-T-E-M-U-R-R-O. Megan, you deserve the day off. Why are you at the ballpark? I mean, White Sox aren't going to do anything today exciting, right?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Well, do you expect Kenny to talk tonight? Is he going to talk more about the search?
I don't think so. He's been pretty low-key lately, and he talked last night, so I really don't expect him to talk
sure.
The next 2 days.
All right, Megan, we'll try and get some rest here. I know it was a late night, but we appreciate you joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
That's Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. Good stuff from her. And you say it. I mean, the White Sox or Cubs, who's got more to look forward to? Cubs have a lot of money under the salary cap, but still, when you look at prospects and things, they're about even. I mean, the White Sox have Vicedo, Deaza, some of those guys that are still coming up. And you know what? I know Adam Dunn had an awful year, but I'm counting on a mini bounce back.
Come on,
this is the worst season ever. He can't do worse than this, right?
He can't do worse than that, but nonetheless, I do think that it's much closer. I probably would still give the slight edge to the White Sox because
pitching.
Because of the pitching. And, yeah, you do have the young guys like Deaza, and I don't know. Do you buy Beckham? I don't personally buy him anymore. But.
He could. I really thought he was going to be good when he came. I had a great rookie season when he came up for 6 months or something like that. Hit 300. He just does not look like the same player. I don't know why that is. Maybe a new manager can get something out of him. I don't know.
I just think that it's not a good. I mean, it's clear. It's not really a good time to be a Chicago baseball fan, and it's not looking. And as far as 2012 looks, it's not promising for either team.
White Sox fans, I know there's only a few out there in Central Illinois.
Some.
But what do you feel? I'm kind of at ends right here. I really don't know how I feel. Last night was a little surreal to me that Ozzie's gone. Even though I kind of knew this was going to happen, it's a little surreal. How are you feeling? Do you think the Sox made the right move, or do you think losing Ozzie was the wrong thing that the Sox are going to pay for this down the road? Give us a call, 359-2255, 217-359-2255. It's a Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.